AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. All present at the Agenda 21 show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the big question is, are you that exceptional American? I think everybody wants to know that. Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can also, visit newcaliforniastate.com. Anyway, a lot of things going on, as you know here. Supreme Court justices, maybe? One? Of course, one. But which one will it be? I guess we've got a top three, maybe top four that Donald Trump is playing with. And by the way, I want to make a correction here. Last Friday, I believe, we were talking about it was going to be at 9 o'clock in the morning Eastern Time, which would be right around now. And we would be covering it live, the announcement and all that stuff. And it was not. It's going to be 9 o'clock tonight Eastern Time, 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time. So that's going to be a big deal, obviously, trying to figure out who is Donald Trump going to select from the top four. So it's like the Fantastic Four. What do they say in the March Madness business, you know? Anyway, definitely going to absolutely change the face of the nation for the next couple of generations at least, because Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she is probably going to be next if she makes it past the next term. That would, of course, give Donald Trump another Supreme Court justice to pick. And that is exactly, I'm sure it's going to be another concern. Gee, do you think, I'm sure he's going to want to be, quote, fair and balanced and bring in some of those screaming liberals. Maybe Chuck Schumer he can nominate. I know, you're just sitting there going, what coffee is this guy, well, it's Agenda 21 Coffee Brew. And those of you out in Trona, California, mine is the best. At least it's in my head. I haven't tasted Trona coffee. And you haven't tasted Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. But anyway, sometime we're going to have to put that little pit together. Trona is not the end of the world, but you can see it from there. Just sort of let you know. Look up Trona, California, and you'll know what I mean. Anyway, my beloved Trona, California, with the dirt football field. All of you guys out there that play football like to play in the dirt. It brings a whole new name to dirt football, to sandlot, so to speak. Sandlot football. Well, it's sandlot baseball. Boy, if you ever had a chance as a kid growing up to play sandlot baseball, I used to do that all the time. Boy, we would get so excited about playing sandlot baseball. It was a lot of fun. That's just what you did as a kid, you know? That's just what you did. Now people play soccer, kicky-de-ball business out there. Everything's World Cup. International football, as they say. Not like American-style football. That's why American-style football is under so much pressure, because the globalists want to destroy it. You see, American-style football, as we know, is very, very important to our national defense. And, of course, if they can stop American-style football by destroying it one Star-Spangled Banner at a time, that's what they want to do. I know you guys kind of like crazy notions, but this is how they do it, of course. This is how they break you down. So anyway, welcome to the show. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, and also your right to voice. We are getting a lot of people getting on board with right to voice. It's the alternative to Facebook, and everybody's just, Zuckerberg, he is absolutely under the gun. And a lot of people are just saying, we're done. We're just done with it, you know. He's had his run for years, you know, billions, multi-billions. But he's going to start losing market share. And it's because of the censorship. We Americans are just not going to stand for it. And, of course, listen, I got news for you, folks. We can, and we Americans do control the internet. I don't care what anybody says. It's what we do on the internet. It's not a globalist thing. It really isn't. First of all, the population of people who have computers and handheld devices and so on is mainly in the United States, and therefore using these devices. It's not in China. It's not in Russia or Europe. It's mainly in the United States. We are the King Kong of the internet. And we can control and we can absolutely destroy Facebook if we want to. And Facebook perhaps gets it a little bit, maybe not yet, but as more people actually turn from Facebook and into other alternatives, then it's going to have an effect on them, as it should, because, you know, they're totalitarians in nature. Mr. Zuckerberg wants to run the world by way of Facebook. So that's why I say with right to voice, and I'm really happy to see, I talked to more people over the weekend and so on that have actually turned to right to voice. And, you know, it's kind of like in the infancy and everybody's kind of warming up to it and getting used to it, which is expected. You know, you're going to have to learn a few more things. That learning curve for social media is going to have to get a little bit better for you as you learn the whole brand. It's pretty much similar in nature and in feel. So right2voice.com, right2, 2. voice.com. Okay, so what's going on with Thailand? This is, I know everybody's talking about soccer, kicky-de-ball, and so on. We'll be getting into the SCOTUS picks here in a minute. But this is, of course, a big breaking news. Everybody's concerned about what is going on in Thailand and what we're hearing right now. Miracle on the Mountain, this is from Fox News, says at least 8 boys are now rescued from flooded Thai cave as rescuers wage war with water and time. And says a former Navy SEAL, Thailand cave rescue is like climbing Mount Everest. Phase 2 of Thai cave rescue mission is underway. It says Mark Siegel, this Dr. Mark Siegel, boy rescued from Thai cave now face boys. Rescued from Thai cave now face possible medical and mental health issues. Really, you think? Yeah, everything's mental health, right? Right. Everything we say and do now is mental. That's the big buzzword, mental health. Right. We've all got mental health things going on. Anyway, let's see if Fox News catches up on any of this stuff here to find out what's happening. Anyway, so mental health is the big key thing. How are these boys mentally? I mean, they're probably pretty deranged, don't you think? I mean, they've got to be deranged. I mean, being in the cave for how many days? They were in there, you know, days before they were even discovered. They were just lost. They all disappeared. You know, kids just didn't come home one night. It's like, wait a minute. The whole team. And, of course, they're found out to be in the cave. 25-year-old coach led them on some sort of a ritual initiation or something like that. That's how it all basically started. And now we've got a whole situation developing. This is Jeff Paul reporting from Chiangrai, Thailand.
The other four boys who were rescued yesterday are being held, and now we have a fifth boy inside who's getting some medical care finally. Just a truly incredible moment. And something else we should mention, that these crews seem to be on schedule. Yesterday, right around the same time, we had our first boy who was rescued and brought to the hospital. So if that's any indication of what we can expect the rest of the day, we're hoping maybe within the next hour to have another boy, some more good news, another boy rescued from that cave. Now, what we do know about what's happening today is that they're using the same dive team that they used yesterday. They feel like this team knew what they were doing and that they have a good feel for the journey. And that might probably speak to why they are so on schedule, as this team is so experienced. We also know that they had to, before going in and we had some questions about why not, you know, just keep it around the clock. Well,
yeah, we'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Just hang on. We'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And yes, it is one of these kind of days again, a fast-moving news day as usual. Pompeo is going to meet with Mexico's president-elect. Oh boy, that'll be really fun, how he's trying to take over the United States through mass immigration. Got some big news on that. We're going to be covering it actually all week long about some of the regulations that have been sort of rolled back by Jeff Sessions. You know, the guy who's not really doing much, right? Right, that guy. Probably going to be saving the nation. People don't realize it. Anyway, these kids in Thailand, you know, I guess the big lesson to be learned here is don't go in caves when there's flooding going on. And I think that's probably, a big deal going on. Paul Manafort. Okay, I'm going to switch gears here on you. Paul Manafort, the person that served on the Trump campaign for, I think, maybe a week or something like that. And now he's sitting in jail. In fact, they have him in solitary confinement. Right. This is the Obama FBI trick that they pulled on the Bundys, giving them the same treatment. I mean, these guys are just totalitarian monsters. And, you know, this is Mueller at work. And this Manafort guy, he's basically sitting in jail for nothing to do with Donald Trump. Of course. Because there's no there in terms of Russian collusion, right? It was all started with Russian collusion. So he's sitting in jail. So Manafort lawyers reveal that press may have given secret locker code to Mueller team. Manafort filing unmasked DOJ meeting with AP reporters and questions if grand jury secrecy has been violated. Catherine Herridge reports on this. And, you know, this is something that's sort of near and dear to us because myself and several other people were in communication with the Trump administration, you know, not pre-administration, but a candidate Trump, and some of the things that were going on there. It's kind of interesting how these things have now played out, I guess. On the grand scale, if you will, but it's pretty obvious to me that some nefarious things have been going on with Mr. Mueller. Right, and I think everybody knows that it's been one of those kind of deals. His lawyers for ex-Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort are raising concerns about a 2017 meeting between top law enforcement figures and Associated Press reporters questioning whether grand jury secrecy was violated. Hang on a second. I'm going to get this here up for you so you can hear what's going on. Elizabeth Pran, who I'm not a real fan of, Elizabeth Pran, she's a Fox reporter. I'm just sorry, Elizabeth, but you're just like way too radical and way too supportive of Obama. Just my opinion. How can I say such things, right? But anyway, Catherine Herridge reports on this because this is something that is obviously when you have the press who's openly causing reports, or actually it's obviously the press is on the same team as Clinton and Obama and that group of folks.
Virginia last night. He's the first Trump campaign official to be jailed as part of special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. So here to discuss, opinion editor for Deseret News, Boyd Mathinson. Thank you so much for joining us, Boyd. First and foremost, I want to sort of lay the groundwork for our conversation. We have the IG report that came out this week. It should be wholly separated from the Mueller investigation, correct?
That's correct, Liz. And so many people are conflating the whole thing into one thing. The IG report is specific to the process that was followed. That's what it's really judging. And obviously, there were a host of things. Very ironic that you come out with all of these things that show bias, and then there is no bias in the end. So it's sort of an interesting landing.
That's what I want to sort of go to my next question, is the president really seems to be attacking Mueller, sort of a fresh round of attacks on Friday, as if he has something to hide. But that being said, these investigations take time, but he is starting to feel the heat or hear more criticisms, especially when you hear from the president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani.
Right. And so I think the thing you're seeing is that obviously everyone's getting a little anxious. Let's get to the bottom of this. Let's get to the end of the investigation. These investigations spend tens of millions of dollars. They cast very wide nets. There hasn't been anything yet that has really produced anything that shows anything about collusion. There's a lot in terms of interference, and we've known that the Russians have tried to interfere. And this is where I think it all lands, Liz. I think what happens is we end up with this distrust, this division, and real divisive rhetoric around it, which is what the Russians want, by the way. But the other problem is that it also creates distrust in the American people. And I think that's the one thing we haven't talked enough about, is this undermining public trust. Our trust in our government institutions has never been lower. But that's also spreading over and starting to fray the fabric of society. It used to be that if people were asked, is your neighbor trustworthy, 68 or 70% would say yes. Now only 22%. And so we're becoming much more tribal, we're becoming much more distrustful, and that's what is going to undermine the American people. And that's something I think we have to address. And while the IG report is important, because that's the process piece that should give the American people trust that whatever the Mueller investigation comes up with, people can actually take stock in it, that it is trustworthy.
You know, I think, and I agree with you, I want to play a quick soundbite from Christopher Wray, who's now leading up the FBI. I want you to take a listen to what he said, because I think it goes along pretty nicely with what you're saying. Take a listen.
I take this report very seriously, and we accept its findings and recommendations. It's also important, though, to note what the Inspector General did not find. This report did not find any evidence of political bias or improper considerations actually impacting the investigation under review.
You can already see sort of the campaign to say, look, trust us. There are good people who are trying to do what they are hired to do. That being said, as we continue on this investigation, if we do see, let's say, a subpoena for the president, where is this going?
Yeah, I think the trust factor is going to continue to be the problem because, again, remember what we heard from Comey going through his part with even with Hillary Clinton. He said there's all of these bad things, awful things, but trust me, there's nothing to see here. And so I think for the IG to go through that same path of there's bias, but there's really nothing to see here, that's going to be part of the challenge. I think it's going to be fascinating to watch on Monday and what viewers should be watching for as he appears before the Senate committee first is going to be... What does that really mean? Because I think it is a chance for the IG to really say, yes, there is some trust and we need to watch this moving forward. I think there's going to be a lot of members of the Senate on both sides of the aisle that are going to have some tough questions rolling into Monday.
All right. Boyd Matheson with the very latest on everything that's going on in a preview. What's
Yeah, right. Christopher, no bias. I think that's the most laughable joke to it all is no bias. But Manafort sits in jail because... tips by the media to Mueller's team. This is the simpatico that's going on with Mueller's team and the Clintonista, the deep state, in other words, that's been operating. And this is the kind of stuff that we definitely have to put it. We have to put this all into perspective right now as Donald Trump continues to fight the deep state. This is going to go on for a long time. But we are making progress. We are making progress. Let's not forget about that. And there's been a lot of... You got to keep this stuff in mind, that this whole thing, all this stuff, has been going on for 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years. And it's really coming to fruition right now because I think, you know, the Obama administration really drew out the whole context of this. And I think that this is something that... That a lot of people forget that, I really do say that it was a mistake for them to run Obama in 2008, not over Clinton, not run Clinton. They should have run Clinton. And Clinton, I mean, this is, you know, if I was them, and I'm not them, I'm just saying this is our opportunity. This is better for us. That they should have run Hillary Clinton in 2008. And then Obama in 2016, he would have won. Think about that. And thank goodness they didn't do it. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
keys on doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, right to voice, the new way to express yourself on social media without any of the censorship that goes on with the other groups, if you know what I mean. Right to voice, R-I-G-H-T, the number 2, V-O-I-C-E, right to voice. Okay, Donald Trump, will he meet with Mueller? My vote is absolutely not. That's me. I'm not his attorney. But I don't think he should. He doesn't need to. He's the president, after all. And actually, what should happen is this guy, Mueller, should be fired. He should be jailed. At some point, the tide is going to turn, and the script is going to be flipped on this whole thing. We all know that. Anyway, Giuliani was on. We're going to listen to a couple minutes of Rudy Giuliani. He's now, of course, the closer to the deal for Donald Trump. And he's on Fox and Friends this morning. And he had a few things to say. I have not seen it. I heard it, or overheard it this morning. And he was talking about should he or should he not. Should he use that little song. Anyway, so Rudy Giuliani.
Man,
man, the myth, the legend, Rudy Giuliani. How are you, sir?
How are you? President's
Good
attorney
morning.
As well. And it seems like over the weekend you made some news that it seems like you're moving more and more against the idea of the president sitting down with Bob Mueller.
That could be true, yeah. We haven't made a final decision. There's still a slight opening. What I said was we've been going now for a year and a half, that other investigation 9 months before it. They haven't come up with a scintilla of evidence, no facts, that the president had anything to do with Russians. As the president tells me all the time, I don't understand this investigation. I never talked to the Russians. I never did anything with the Russians. How can they be investigating me? Well, that's what we're asking him. Why are you investigating him? You're certainly entitled as a defense lawyer to what's the basis for this investigation. We don't see any. You show us something, we got something to answer to. Otherwise, you're conducting a totally illegitimate investigation. And I think a lot of people have come to that conclusion, including my friend Alan Dershowitz, who has written a fabulous little book about how this would be totally unconstitutional.
Mr. Mayor, you said you still leave open a slight opening. What yeah. would that slight
if,
opening
if
be?
If they had some narrow questions about collusion, where they're confused about did he find out something, did he know something, did he talk to anyone, we'd be happy to give him answers to that, so long as we knew they were concluding it.
But when you say narrow questions about collusion, are you closing the door on talking about the potential for obstruction of justice?
Well, we think obstruction is we just get knocked out legally. I mean, under Article 2, he had the right to fire Comey. Comey said he had the right to fire him. The report would almost say it was a complete abdication of responsibility. He didn't fire him.
The Horowitz report.
He was crying out to be fired. And his explanations are perfectly lawful. The Lester Holt interview, which is used very often on NBC, and they cut off the end. In the Lester Holt interview, he gives a total defense. He says, and this is one day after, I did it because it was good for the country, even though I knew it would extend the investigation. Mm-hmm. And hasn't it extended the investigation?
Yes, it has.
How can you say obstruction?
Trey Gowdy was like, when is this investigation going to be over? If there's no evidence of collusion, then why are we still talking about this? He said, for the good of the people, for the good of this country, we need to end this investigation. Is that going to happen anytime soon?
This is a hard thing to conclude if you're a prosecutor and if you have the biases and prejudices this group of 13 angry Democrats have. I mean, 36,000 to Hillary crying at her lost party. I mean, you shouldn't be a prosecutor if you cry at a political party, I don't think. But in any event, they have to just come to grips with the fact they are investigating an innocent man. And you can do that forever, because you're never going to find any evidence. Yeah. So somebody's got to put an end to this. I hope they do. Mueller, I see Mueller as a guy surrounded by people he shouldn't have picked. I mean, if the president was making picks for the Supreme Court, like he made for his assistants, everyone a partisan, not just Democrat, but a partisan over-the-top Hillary Democrat, if they should ever do anything with him, I want to see all their texts. I want to see if they're texting the same thing, and I'm willing to bet a dinner that they are. You got two or three of them that are texting horrible things about Trump.
Yeah. You mentioned the Supreme Court. President has a big pick tonight. Democrats are already out there essentially opposing the nominee before seeing a name and already saying, Dick Blumenthal, who you know well, Democrat from Connecticut, saying that the president farmed this out, outsourced it to the Federalist Society, and that basically right-wingers are making the pick, not the president.
Well, the president asked...
Well, that's another issue, of course, and... I'm going to get into that in just a little bit about whether or not it's the right pick and all that good stuff for what the president is doing in terms of the picks. But I do want to talk a little bit about what this whole thing with Mueller, it's really, really time, and we're all pretty sick of this whole thing. What's happened here, of course, is that there's been a lot of people who have gone through a lot of misery that are on the perimeters, and these are people that that's easy for a prosecutor to run around and start accusing people deliberately that may be a part of a bigger or a core investigation, as in the case of the made-up collusion case against the president. So it's easy for, you know, other people who might come into the president's circle to be investigated. They're going to investigate that. So they run an investigation, and they're supposed to be investigating whether or not there was collusion on the part of a certain person like Paul Manafort with the Russians or whatever. And then they discover something else that has something completely unrelated to it. And then that becomes a crime in and of itself and gets reported, like in the case of Manafort, in the case of Michael Cohen. And of course, this is all designed to put pressure on the president to cave or to look bad, and it's a political stunt. And at some point in time, this is going to have to end, And especially as Rudy Giuliani was saying, as we've been saying since day one, we've been saying it on this radio show, because you know, we know there's no there. There wasn't any there to begin with. It was all made up. And, of course, the real collusion, as we have seen time and time and time again, the real evidence of collusion is the collusion that was being developed by Hillary Clinton's people basically, they were colluding more with the Russians and the oligarchs of the Russians, not Vladimir Putin. It's kind of interesting. She would never have colluded with Putin, but she was definitely colluding with a lot of the oligarchs. And uranium won anyone? You know, this is all designed to distract and deflect anything away from her and Bill Clinton and all the other investigations that are going on. And, of course, those are going on. These are serious investigations in which there are lots of indictments that are still being followed by a lot of people's lives being destroyed, as they should. These people that have been putting kids in cages. Yeah, those kids. And, of course, isn't it wonderful the way the other side just flips that whole thing around when they picked up on the whole thing about separating the kids and having the kids that are coming to the border and all that. We're gonna be talking a little bit about that. Oh, yeah, the sex trafficking, the trafficking of human flesh and slavery, because a lot of people are really starting to pick up on what is going on there. I think we're probably going to cover that in the second hour. But because there's a lot of other things going on, you know, why some other things that we're going to be talking about. Why are there so many Americans out of work and illegal foreign nationals have their jobs? That's happening all around the nation, right? Why? I think we have the answer. We're going to tell you why. Because that really, truly is happening. You know, first we thought it was white men that were being, because all the homeless people in Los Angeles and Orange County pretty much, for the most part, are white men, then women, and then, but then when you start looking at the population, it's not just white so much anymore as it is anybody who's an American citizen being homeless and displaced, especially from the middle class. I guess Las Vegas has some really big problems with it. So that's something that we're going to talk about and what Jeff Sessions has done to ameliorate that problem. So, but my point is about the Russian situation. It needs to now stop. And something's going to have to happen. Christopher Wray, who is the FBI director, and also it looks like Rosenstein. Maybe we should fire Rosenstein. I'm all for that. I'm all for firing Rosenstein. I really am. I think it would be wonderful if we could. And I think that what we need to do is press that he get fired. He get fired. Fire Rod Rosenstein. Let's get on with it. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Well, the harassment does not stop. Protesters confront Mitch McConnell over immigration on Bardstown Road. Bardstown Road. Okay, so this is an interesting little story, if I can get to the story. Okay. Anyway, so Bardstown Road, I guess, I don't know where Bardstown Road is. Is it in... someplace. It says, inside the counter-protest rally of Occupy ICE. Now, we want to go to the Bardstown Road thing happening here. And this was something that says, a group of protesters confronted Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Bardstown Road in Louisville Saturday. And, Louisville, Kentucky, calling out, abolish ICE, before adding, they know where he lives. McConnell was out to lunch with Kentucky's outgoing House Majority Floor Leader Jonathan Schell, who was upset. Oh, okay.
Vote you out.
Nice little protesters going on there.
Abolish ICE.
See, this is very seldom do I ever support Mitch McConnell, but clearly he doesn't deserve this. But, you know, this is what they do. They're vulgar human beings that are involved with this, and this is how they behave. When you've got no real case on anything, this is what they do. Yeah, this is what they do, is they do this kind of stuff, harass people because they've got really no points to be made and they've got no validity in life, no nothing. Anyway, and I think it's been interesting to watch this whole flipping of the script, because, as you know, this whole thing with the pedophile rings and so on, and all the exposure that's been going on, they've taken. It's clear to me that they've got an entire program going on so that everybody gets the cage business about kids being in cages wrapped around Donald Trump, when in fact, it's pretty clear that we were reporting back in 2014. Where was the mainstream? Where were these protesters then, of course? Where were they protesting the kids wrapped in aluminum foil in cages? Where was that going on when Obama was doing that? Huh? Hello? It's just a simple question. Where was that? That was 2014. That was 4 years ago we were reporting that. Obama putting kids in cages. No one said anything about that. We did. We thought, cages? Aluminum foil? And those pictures were all over the place. But again, what did they do? What did the media do? Oh, this is part of the strategy and the attack. They came out and said, these are the pictures of what Donald Trump was doing at the border, putting kids in cages like that, separating them from parents and so on. And what about these unaccompanied minors? Who benefits from that? See, this is the bigger question. We just need to keep, on our end of it, keep asking these questions and keep putting this out in front. That's their doing, not ours. It's not Trump's doing. This is something that has been going on for years. And, of course, now all of a sudden he wants to follow the law. He wants to enforce the law that nobody was enforcing before. And all of a sudden he's guilty of putting kids in cages. That's the flipping of the script. This is just a gangster thing. Total gangster thing. Flip the script, and that's exactly what they're doing with Donald Trump in this whole cages business. The whole ICE business. And, of course, this is all bought and paid for, usually. These protesters, as we're finding out, like MoveOn.org, those folks, definite people that have been paid for by George Soros. We know that. Joan Blades and her activities throughout many, many different nonprofit organizations, especially the Tea Party. MoveOn.org is instrumental in the destruction of Tea Parties. We know that. And all that, and the money that came for her operations and operators, if you will, to do that came from George Soros. MoveOn.org has always been one of the major distributors of George Soros funds. This has been known for years. This has been known for since 2008 and 2009. Some people might be in denial about that. But, you know, the bottom line, it's really hard to discount the connection, the connectedness to a George Soros and MoveOn.org and Joan Blades and others. Yet some people want to. They just want to deny it. They think that George Soros money is really good. $25 an hour, according to my sources, I guess is what they're being paid. And this was something that when we had these Patriot Prayer things going on, especially like in Portland and so on, Will Johnson reported about that. All of a sudden, it was like, oh, where did all these Antifa folks come from? Where did all these protesters come from? Well, they're paid. Paid protesters. It's hard to mount against paid protesters when you're just by yourself, right? Well, the Patriots will win. They will prevail, even though George Soros probably won't run out of money anytime soon. And, of course, there's a lot of unemployment, so there's a lot of protesters because there's unemployment. So is George Soros going to win? No, he's not. He's absolutely not going to win the day. That is something that's just absolutely not going to happen. More protesters for ICE and stuff. Not many. I'm looking at a thing from the Louisville Courier. Everybody seems to be breaking out in protest right now. Sort of semi-stage. I guess the big question is, when is he going to start becoming operational with the violence? I think, remember Ferguson? You know, everybody stood down and they burned buildings and things like that. Yeah. When's that going to start happening? When is Soros going to turn to that? I think that's going to be their next step. I said, after I saw the Portland stuff, I said, these guys are going to just turn to violence next. Because that's all they have. And it's not going to be much violence, I might add. You can only pay so many people who are going to go along with it. Only a few. Anyway, and I think this president is a lot different kind of guy. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, right to voice. Your right to voice. R-I-G-H-T, the number 2, and V-O-I-C-E. Those of you that want to, of course, have a safe and secure, censorship-free conservative platform, Right to Voice is the place to go to. Right to Voice. Okay, like I said, a lot of things going on. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on with these Supreme Court nominees. And, of course, the significance of this is just absolutely enormous. And the fight is going to be building in the Senate, of course, going to be going absolutely crazy. You can just imagine everybody's gearing up for that. And tooth and nail fighting happening here, because obviously the liberals have lost their grip, and deservedly so. There's always, what do they say? Elections have consequences. Elections have consequences, and that's exactly what we're seeing right now play out, is that the consequences of the Obama administration, that's why I say they blew it. They really totally blew it. They could have had Hillary Clinton in 2008, then Obama in 2016. It would have beaten Trump, I think. Absolutely. Sure. Of course, Hillary really wouldn't have been a good president. I mean, you know, it could have been worse. But Obama, what, think of this. A young Obama. He'd be young even now if he was elected in 2016. he can't come back to the presidency. And well, unless he's Jerry Brown, of course, figures out a way to screw around with the system. But he can't come back for president now anymore. He's done kaput. Fini as president. And of course, what's he doing with the shadow government that he's got going on? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news and newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.